Robert Rodriguez. And Robert Rodriguez is someone who is right on top of Social Security, and I've got him on the line live with me this morning. Robert, good morning. Good morning.
Hi, Brad. Good morning. Good morning to you and to all the listeners on 1360. It's nice to have you. It's nice to give us this opportunity to talk about National Social Security Month.
Well, that's why we wanted you on here, because this is big. This is something that everybody still, believe it or not, doesn't understand. And let us just begin with something that people are going to say, well, this is simple. Well, it's something that has to be asked. What is the purpose? What is the purpose of National Social Security Month?
Well, you know, National Social Security Month, usually we designate 1 month out of the year, although our biggest focus right now, Brad, is to kind of focus on the online services, you know, to kind of help people put themselves in control. Giving a person an opportunity to access, you know, information anytime, anywhere. A lot of it is focused on having it to be a great time for a person to create what's called a My Social Security account. And, you know, this allows a person to request a replacement Social Security card. In some cases, a person can set up or change a direct deposit. They can get proof of an income letter, which is something that we run into in the field offices all the time. A person would have the ability to change their address, you know, if the person does get benefits. An individual can check the status of a Social Security application, because, you know, we get those constantly every day. We've got 15 field offices here in Connecticut, and people are applying for benefits on a daily basis. A person could also get a replacement 1099 form, which is always good for tax purposes. You know, and part of it is we want to kind of raise awareness, letting individuals know that, you know, Social Security is going to be there. At some point in time, people are going to come knocking at our door.
Say, Robert, and I'll tell you something right now. You've been with me before, and every time that you have been with me, we've received calls because of the way you explain things. I had a woman say, you understand it, Brad. And so I wanted to tell you that. But how safe is, I got to ask you this one, how safe is it to conduct business with Social Security online?
Well, our online with Social Security, we're very secure, and we have a very robust, you know, cybersecurity systems in place to try to avoid instances of fraud. And, you know, Brad, the instances of fraud with Social Security online, when somebody does business online, it's usually less than 1%. We have already like 63 million people that are receiving a benefit, you know, from Social Security. And the biggest focus that we have right now is that we are letting individuals know that online is usually the fastest and the quickest way to conduct business with us. And, you know, again, when somebody does apply to get benefits, this is a quick example. If somebody files for retirement benefits online today, what we end up doing is we will hold that person's case for 2 or 3 days to make sure that it was the person who actually contacted us to retire. And in some cases, we may ask you to come into a field office to bring us some identification. And then we will ask you right then and there, you know, did you actually apply to get retirement? Unfortunately, we have had some situations in the past, and this is across the country, where somebody gets a letter saying thank you for retiring, when in fact, you know, they never did retire, and somebody was actually filing a retirement benefit for that person. So we've got some, you know, robust measures in place. And, you know, we always invite a person. This is kind of the fastest way to conduct business with us.
Is there any updates on the scam phone calls that people get in Connecticut? Do you have that information as well?
Yes. Just to kind of give you an idea, just recently, the New London Social Security Field Office and Hartford Field Offices received somewhere in the vicinity of about 400 calls from concerned citizens saying they had received a call from somebody and you know, claiming to be from Social Security. And what's basically happening is when the person does call, the individual is telling the person, our 800 number will appear on the person's telephone, so it makes it look as if it's actually coming from our national customer service number. And so the person basically will say to you, okay, Social Security needs to get other information from you so that we can increase your benefit payment, or that we're going to terminate your benefits if you don't confirm the information. This has been something that's been kind of widespread, and we're telling individuals, just basically, just to hang up. We will never threaten somebody, or we don't promise that we're going to, approve somebody's benefit or increase for the exchange and their information. It's always good for you to, double-check. You could always hang up, and sometimes the caller will tell you that your number, your Social Security number, is at risk of being deactivated or deleted. We don't do any situations like that, but we're still getting the calls, and they randomly go from place to place, and we're informing the public. If you get a call like that, ignore it.
Now, again, to get back to Social Security, what are the ways? This might sound like a simple number, but it really isn't. What are the ways people can contact Social Security?
Well, usually we have a toll-free number, Brad, that has been in place for a good number of years. And, the good thing about it, it's open Monday through Friday from 7 in the morning to 7 at night. And you can call the toll-free number. And that number is 1-800-772-1213. And I'll repeat it one more time. It's 1-800-772-1213. And that number is open Monday through Friday from 7 in the morning to 7 at night. And what happens is when the Eastern time zone starts to shut down, the other time zones will pick up. That's one of the ways. The other one, a person could also look us up online at www.socialsecurity.gov, not .com. It has to be .gov. And within our webpage, you can basically contact any office. We can give you get the actual address of where we are, what our office hours are, and the actual phone number to the specific field office that you want it to be.
When you stop to think about all of this, it's something that we all should know. We all should be able to operate, and unfortunately, there are those that can't, and that's the reason. And I tell you something, Robert, talking with Robert Rodriguez of the Social Security, and this is so important, and he is right on top of it. This is the third time that he has been with me. What do you recommend people do to get familiar with the Social Security services?
That's a great question, Brad. Thank you. Well, the first, in my job as a public affairs specialist, a lot of times I go to municipalities, I go to state agencies, I go to big businesses, I go to universities, and the first piece of information that I usually the groups that I'm speaking to is, don't listen to Cousin Eddie or Uncle Joe. Your best bet is always to get information directly from the horse's mouth. And so we invite individuals, again, to, get information on our website at www.socialsecurity.gov. And, Brad, I can tell you, we're so comprehensive. We got everything on the website from A to Z. And, we cover everything, field offices, statistics on how many people are getting benefits, how you can apply to get retirement benefits online, for disability benefits, taxation issues, if somebody passes away, survivor benefits, Medicare, pretty much all the programs, how we operate And it's, you know, it's very open, and you know, and it's, and it's very clear. you know, a person, and I recognize that maybe some listeners, you know, may not have computer access, or they're not familiar with how to use the computers or go online. But almost 8 to 9 times out of 10, there's going to be a family member, because kids nowadays know to, you know, manipulate and look at things on a website and internet fairly quickly, where they can get some assistance from a family member. But that would be the principal thing that I would say, is never listen to Cousin Eddie or Uncle Joe, because everyone's situation is different. And it's always good to, again, you know, educate yourself about our programs, especially if you're rounding the corner to retirement. Now's a good time to get some information.
1-800-772-1213. 1-800-772-1213. Robert Rodriguez has been my guest, and I think that we have filled you in with so much that they do for us. You know, sometimes when you mention Social Security, they just say, oh, we take it for granted. Well, let me tell you something. There is so much that they do, and you can't miss out on it. That's why I want you to take this number down, keep it right there, put it on the refrigerator so you won't forget it. 1-800-772-1213. And Robert Rodriguez, my special guest. Robert, thank you so much for joining me several times that you have already done. And I know that there will be many in this radio audience that will know exactly what to do. And thank you for all your help, and we will talk again.
Thanks so much, Brad. Again, you know, have individuals visit us at our website at socialsecurity.gov. Call the toll-free number. And if anybody out there has a business or a corporation or a state agency that wants to have a speaker come from Social Security, they can go to our website, and then there's a specific link that says request a speaker, and then we can work on an arrangement to come out.
Okay, my friend. Thank you.
Thanks, Brad.
Have
Take
a
care,
great
bye.
Day. You bet.
Thank you.